Good morning. How are you on this fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice. Be blessed. Be happy. Every moment of your life, be thankful. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him. Be joyful. So yesterday, when I was going over that whole thing with that you are born, you are righteous by believing, you're not righteous through acts. Man, when I hear people condemning themselves and living in that state of just sorrow for themselves that they're not doing something right and that God's judging him, it eats my soul. It crushes me because I feel so bad for him because we live in liberty. We live in liberty. And I'm not saying, you know, godly grief, it worketh that change in a moral position. Like, there are times where you know you need to change. You know you need to change. But there's a big difference between knowing you need to change, knowing you're loved and righteous in the sight of God, than knowing you need to change because God's not going to bless you. That's ludicrous and not biblical and not right. If you do these things that are in the Word, and yes, that is also includes following the law, it's a blessing to you. It's like you as a parent telling your kids, hey, man, like, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. But if you go out and do that, you're still going to be loved by your parents. Your parents are still going to want the best for you. But let's say you get hooked up with drugs or something. You know, God's not going to possess you to stop. You're just injuring yourself, and that's what the law does. It helps you. It guides you into standing upright in the sense of your life is going to be better if you follow it. But God's not going to sit there and punish you because you're not. But you are opening up the door to things that, you know, aren't the best. If you go to Romans chapter 20 or chapter 3, verse 25, God set Jesus Christ forth to be the propitiation, the place of the sacrifice. Actually, verse 26, to declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and righteous and a justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. When you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you are justified because God, through grace, is giving you that justification. Because he decided that when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous in his eyes, period. There's nothing that you can do to change that in his sight, period. Verse 27, to the point is, listen to this, where is boasting then? It is excluded by what? By law of works? Nay, by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified out from faith without the deeds of the law. You are justified without the deeds of the law. It's a little counterintuitive to what some people have been taught. When you know the word, you know who you are. If you're beating yourself up because of the way you're walking, you put this verse in your mind. I'm not justified by my works. Now, you should change them. Or maybe you should change it a different way. But that's between you and God. It's work out your own salvation with God, your own safety, your own preservation. Once you believe, the foundational grasping principle that makes us Christian, when you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, you're righteous. And then there's the walk with God. That's why you got to get to know God, and you got to get to know his word, and you got to follow what the word says. And you got to learn who you are in this life, because you're not of the carnal man. You're not sold to the state of death. You're sold to life. You have life in all of its manifestations now, not later, not 10 years from now, not when you do something perfect and walk a perfect way for a certain amount of time. That doesn't do anything other than help your life. But it's not going to change who you are with God. That's what grace is. That's why he's so phenomenal. Verse 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified out from faith without the deeds of the law. Is he the God of the Jews? Is he not also the God of the Gentiles? Yes, of the Gentiles also. Seeing it is one God who will justify the circumcision out from faith and uncircumcision through faith, do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, no or nay. We establish or cause the law to stand. It's like if you teach your kids not to stick their finger in a fire, and the kids know it and they learn it, and you just let them go, if the kids stick their finger in the fire again, do you love them any less? No. No, you don't. And that's how much God's love is to you. That's what grace is. That's why we can stand firm in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. That is the freedom to go where one wants. Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made you free, and be not entangled again with the weight and the yoke, that heavy lifting of the bondage. If your whole life is just circled around the law, you're missing out on life. That's what Christ died for. You have moved apart. You are apart from law. You have Christ Jesus in you. You have a new spiritual walk. And yes, there is a godly grief that changes the way, and it moves you, and it says, look, you got to change. But you don't need to sit there and pound yourself that you're wrong and God doesn't love you and he's not going to do anything for you. It's just not accurate. It's not accurate. Start to believe what the word says about you. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, when you pray to God. This is biblical. You pray to God, never to Jesus Christ. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic.
Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Just for your word and what you do for us. And I just thank you for the position you put each and every one of your believers in. And I thank you that we don't have to live that way, and that we're not even to judge our own selves. And I thank you for that. And I thank you for your son, and that he died, that we can live this way, and the sacrifice that he gave for us. And I pray for our country and the believers that in it, and just that we can just rise up as believers. And I thank you again for just everything you do. And for your son. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.